Well, it was a game that went to typical fashion of a conference play. I opened up at home and playing against a gritty Nebraska team that was playing really good basketball. They won like 11 games in a row. And we know that does a lot for your confidence. But I thought we played really good defense. I mean, when you talk about their defense, you know, they've been holding people to like 53 points, 54 points. But I thought our energy level on defense was very obvious from the get-go. And, of course, we made some shots. Marcus made some shots early on, and I thought that kind of got us going, got the crowd into it. But we had some guys, some key contributors off the bench. We started Justin today to see if we can jumpstart him, and I thought he did well. I thought Ricardo played really well throughout the whole game. He had really quality minutes. But Bowers, you know, if he makes those little chippies, the layups he normally do, he probably scored 20 points in this particular game. But I thought he was active. And that's the great thing about Bowers is whether he starts or comes off the bench, he's very, very effective. And, of course, what can you say about Phil Pressey? He's been kind of missing in action for a while, and we can see the effects he has on the game. He sees the game in a different fashion than most people. And Bowers was the recipient of a lot of those nice assists down there. So it was good to have him back on the floor, and that gave us a tag team point guard situation. Mike Dixon doing the things that he does. He was back in the starting lineup. And then Phil came off the bench and was kind of like the finisher. So it was a good win, and then we got that taste out of our mouth. Well, I think it was great to see because of what took place our last game, the things that were missing, the scoring, the energy, the defense, the rebounding, the blocking shots, the taking of charges. I thought today we saw a lot more of that. We saw fatigue become a factor, I thought, in the second half. Halftime, they may have had six or seven. I don't know how many turnovers they had, but I thought the culmination of our pressure defense really paid dividends in the second half because some of those turnovers led to some easy buckets. But you're not going to see a game where the shots are identical, the shots made were identical, and where we won it was the three-point shots were identical, and where we won it was the free throw line. And so that can go back to maybe that run we had at the beginning of the game.
Coach Sadler mentioned that they were trying to deny getting the ball down deep, getting it into the lane, and that they did not do a very good job of it, that y'all scored or got the ball into the lane 40-some-odd times, and you mentioned Ricardo obviously had a real good game. Talk about that and then also just how well your three-point shots opened up the chance to do that.
I thought starting off, you know, Nebraska's a team that's going to typically just going to pack their defense, and I thought we did a good job of early on knocking some shots down that forced them to come out and guard us. I thought at times we had an advantage in there. And whether going against the big guy, I thought Ricardo did a great job of using his body to score. And to score with that big guy is pretty good. And but then in the second half, they did a lot of switching. And when they start switching, our guys did a good job of identifying that and got guys inside there. And, of course, as I said, Bowers got lost on the baseline a couple of times, and Phil did a good job of finding him in there. So that's – maybe that's a learning curve that our guys are understanding, you know, taking advantage of those things. Like we got some guys that we can throw it in there, and they're very unselfish, and it was good to see them score. And they missed a lot of little chippies, but the only way they're going to have an opportunity, we got to get it to them.
Marcus had another big night. Do you see more of a take-charge attitude from him this year?
Well, he's doing it. He's playing good basketball, and I think our guys identify that. That's a tribute to Marcus. I think he's worked extremely hard in the off season. He's healthier now, and he's playing with a lot of confidence. And I think he's becoming that guy that's slowly a leader on our basketball team. You can see the emergence, and he's continuing. That's the thing I look for, the consistency. And he's bringing it every night, whether it be on offense and defense. And I think when you got that combination going, you got a chance to continue to be a – he's playing at a great level right now. And hopefully he can keep that going.
Looking forward to next game, Texas A&M. I don't think you've beaten
them, have you? I guess we had no idea. We hadn't. I'm sure you know that. I mean, you answered the question before you asked it, so I mean, it's.
What makes sense?
They play well. They matched up. We matched well with each other. I thought they took it to the glass on us. I think the games that they really won, they really just physically just kind of pounded us a little bit. You know, the first couple of years. But last year we had an opportunity. We just didn't close the deal. But the good ball club.